Of, nine of value of our guidance. For 2024, our OPEX growth expectation is in line with average CPI. We hope the reconstruction phase in the region will not take too long. Bank's capital adequacy ratios remained well above regulatory requirements and improved mainly owing to sustainable internal capital generation. The capital adequacy ratio and Tier 1 ratio of the bank, excluding BRSA's temporary measures, are at 18.6% and 17.4% respectively. For this year, our expectation for CAR and Tier 1 ratio is around nearly 18% and 17%. Please also note that the resilient asset quality and significantly provisioned loan book, as well as free provision stock in place already, will be supportive and satisfactory for our growth targets. Being a prudent bank with multidisciplinary loan appraisal skills and preferred selective stance, asset quality remains to be intact. There has been no NPL formation, moreover, improvements such as transition from stage 3 and stage 3 to stage 2 and stage 2 to stage 1 during the first 9 months of the year. That being said, in the last quarter, there has been a big ticket from our balance sheet, NPL formation. This is a sector-wise development where TSKB's exposure compared to sector is quite minor. It is a construction company that owns completed sizable transportation PPP projects, benefiting from hard currency guaranteed sovereign traffic revenues. Apart from this file, which has the major quarterly impact on the NPL ratio, there are other two loans, each of which is a unique case, resulting in the increase of the NPL to 3%. To remind, we have never sold NPLs or written down a major NPL amount. On the contrary, we maintained our prudent stance to further strengthen our coverage ratio during the year, helping us closing 2023 with 6.3% of total loan coverage ratio, which is the superior, one of the superior ones among the banking industry. Without reversals so far, bank's free provision stock reached the level of 1.75 billion Turkish lira as of year end, with 850 million Turkish lira extra written throughout the year. We do not have a retail exposure. On the contrary, long-term foreign currency investment loans have the highest share in our loan book. That being said, we do not expect any material deterioration specific to our loan book going forward. Bank's agile working discipline, technical expertise, monitoring and appraisal capacities, as well as highly collateralized loan book will continue to differentiate us from the industry players. In addition to this, we are expecting positive developments regarding the recent NPLs, which may result as a transfer to upper stages too. Accordingly, we guide an NPL level of below 3% for 2024. To follow with the net cost of risk, bank's currency adjusted net cost of risk was 118 basis points, which was slightly above our guidance due to recent inflow explains right now, and further strengthened provisioning in stage 2 loans within the last quarter. Going forward, our above sector and well-provisioned base will serve as a buffer. Our expectation for this year is a resilient asset quality around 100 basis points of currency adjusted net cost of risk. Our top line continues to grow as a reflection of the sustained expansion in core banking income and proactive contribution of the bank's treasury activities. Cumulative core banking revenue surged by 80% on a year-on-year basis. Trading income was elevated by 131% and CPI income by 13% during the same period, which helped supporting the top line figure. In the top right graph, you can see the comparison between evolution of cumulative net banking income and provisions set aside in the same period, where you could see that strong profitability continued to support our prudent approach and leading position with respect to the coverage ratios in the industry overall. Our total coverage ratio is 6.3% to remind, which is well above the private sector, private banks' average figure. On the top of that, we have also 1.75 billion Turkish lira provision for any probable and unprecedented risk going forward. Overall, we posted a quarterly net profit of 2 billion Turkish lira and 7 billion Turkish lira on a yearly cumulative basis. And surge of net income on cumulative basis was remarkable with 74%. As a result of our spectacular performance, the trend in ROE remained resilient and strong with a ratio of 41.2%, and to remind, which will be reaching up to 45% when pre-provisions were adjusted. If we dig deeper into income statement items on this page, you will see income statement highlights. Stellar NII generation was boosted by widened loan spreads and security book contribution. Net interest income marked an increase of 18% quarterly on a quarterly basis and 49% year on year, thanks to the strategically managed liability base and strong collection performance heavily in foreign currency denomination on the loan side. Worth to note, quarterly CPI revenue was 941 million Turkish lira during the last quarter only. Another strong top-line contributor was trading income. This performance was driven by our proactive management and being relatively immune from macroprudential measures. The trading gains to continue were elevated by 88% quarter-on-quarter basis and 131% on a year-on-year basis. Fee and commission contribution was noteworthy with an annual growth of 186%, which is in tandem with NII expansion, supported the core banking revenue of the bank. Quarterly other income includes mainly provision reversals and collection from our operating NPL book. With 135% year-on-year and 10% quarterly increase, the OPEX slightly overshoot the expectations due to the earthquake donations continued throughout the year and inflationary environment that we are in. Contribution from our participations remained strong and almost doubled on a yearly basis. The strong performance of our subsidiaries and one-off valuation gain from REIT were the main factors that elevated participation income on a quarterly basis. We expect the performance of our subsidiaries to remain strong going forward. As a result, despite setting aside extra 850 million Turkish lira provisions and maintaining our superior position with regards to coverage ratios, bank's bottom line expansion was outstanding on an annual basis compared to the industry. Now, we would like to indicate a bit on the strong liquidity base of the bank. In the year, throughout the year, our new funding engagements have reached a record of $1.1 billion, while the withdrawals will be affecting this year's onwards. DFI funding remains to be the main source of funds for us, with a 68% of a share in the total liability base, excluding the equity. Throughout the year, we have signed, as mentioned, 5 new DFI agreements and 3 of them to be in the last quarter. And the total figure has reached up to a level of $600 million. All these new loans were obtained under esteemed guarantee of Minister of Treasury and Finance of Turkey. To elaborate further on, 155 million worth of loan agreements signed with IBRD, which will be invested in Turkey Green Fund to support equity finance of green and greening companies. The other loan agreement was signed with Islamic Development Bank Group, amounting to a level of $100 million, and the funds will be deployed in the sustainable reconstruction in the earthquake-affected regions. The last loan agreement, but not the least, was signed with the JBIC. $200 million worth of the funding will be used within the scope of financing renewable energy, energy efficiency, water and waste recycle, and other projects by the advanced technology investments of the companies in the earthquake-affected regions. We are glad to say that one of these signings is the very first of its kind for World Bank and TSKB, and a very first of its kind throughout the world as well. We have initiated a new structure with the valuable efforts of both parties, our key stakeholder, Ministry of Treasury and Finance of Turkey too. This new scheme is named to be Turkey Green Fund, TGF. TSKB obtained funding with the state guarantee, where the model will work as becoming an equity partner to the companies supporting green development of Turkey. We are working on this new mechanism and expecting to establish the fund during the second quarter of this year. To remind, we successfully issued our fourth sustainable Eurobond worth $300 million and of course tapped the private placement in the market during the last quarter as well. To remind, our syndication loan was rolled over in July with 118% rollover ratio. Bank's strong relationship with global FIs also helps obtaining bilateral loans as well. Having said this, as of year-end, bank has approximately $900 million of non-withdrawn DFI funding available, all of them to be focused on climate mitigation and to a certain extent climate adaptation investments. Hence, our FX ACR ratio is extremely strong, knock on wood, with 700%, reflecting our robust position here. And we are eager to deploy these funds, which is very much reflected to our ambitious loan growth target, without sacrificing our prudent stance and net zero targets. Now I would like to talk a bit about our asset composition. Total assets of the bank have increased to Turkish lira 177 billion from 164 Turkish lira billion, while total loans have increased to 130 billion Turkish lira. To note, our loan disbursements are mainly in foreign currency by 91%. This being said, the currency breakdown of our loan portfolio continues to be foreign currency denominated, where the share of the Turkish lira loans is at 9%. In the year as guided, total loan growth have reached to 5% level on an FX adjusted basis. Loan to asset ratio have remained to be well above the sector average, and the dominance of the investment loans remained in the loan book, reflecting our development banking mission and policy role. We would like to note that the share of the investment loans in the total loan book is nearly 80%, whereas that of the working capital loans nears the level of 10%, and the others are respectively differentiated in the FIs industry and the APEX loans, which are to be 10.3%. Overall, the average maturity of the loan book remains to be approximately 5 years, whereas the average maturity of our liability base is around 11 years. Now, to continue with the details of our loan book, in 2023, we have disbursed $1.3 billion of loans, and 85% of which is in long-term loans in line with our sustainable development mission. In general terms, the sustainability remains to be a key priority while extending loans, and renewable energy came first within the new disbursements, which are followed by prosumer investments of our clients, as well as capacity investments in the manufacturing industry. As a result of the new disbursement composition and backed by the long-term business model, electricity generation continues to have the majority share in our loan portfolio with nearly 36%. 91% of the electricity generation is renewable energy loans, with 87% under the feed-in tariff mechanism, which are then equaling to the level of 33% of the total loan book. The maturities of these loans are well compatible with the period that guarantee mechanism will be valid. With our internal electricity pricing model, we closely monitor each project and analyze projects carefully, including renewable energy loan portfolio. Please note that based on the current competitive energy prices, some of our clients prefer taking the advantage of the market prices instead of staying in the guarantee mechanisms of the government. Going forward, we expect favorable conditions for our renewable energy exposure based on our sector analysis and national energy plan. The prosumer investments include rooftop and distributed solar power plant investments of our clients from different sectors such as metal and machinery and chemical and plastics. Please note that these loans are categorized under the operating sector of the respective investments. Finance sector has 10.3% share in the total loans book, where FX loans in line with our development banking model are also included. The rest of our loan portfolio is evenly distributed without a single concentration in a sector, as you may see from the bar graph too. We keep our contribution to support UN SDGs by way of supporting green transition and inclusiveness investments of our clients in line with our long-term targets. Our ambition to keep the ratio of SDG-linked loans at 90% and climate-focused SDG-linked loans above 60% in the total loan book shall continue. We will be briefly informing you about our newly adjusted sustainability targets in our very final slides as well. In 2024, we are targeting an ambitious high single-digit percent loan growth, as discussed, nearing 10% on an FX-adjusted basis. Our strategic focus going forward will continue to target green and just reconstruction of the earthquake area and transition to zero carbon economy. That being said, while prioritizing inclusiveness to provide support for a more resilient economy. So this will bring up the projects under climate mitigation and adaptation perspective in the areas of renewable energy, energy efficiency, resource efficiency, to code also circular economy, e-mobility, and water storage system developments. To note, we have revisited our medium to long-term ESG aligned financing targets, as I said. We shall briefly share them with you. Now, moving on to the asset quality. In the last quarter, the NPL ratio increased to the level of 3% from 1.8%. That 3% is the level that we ended in the last quarter of 2022, just to remind. The main reason for this increase is a one-off sector-wise big-ticket loan of a construction company, as discussed, and which has a state-guaranteed inflows and due to its projects, but has a temporary payment challenge about its abroad operations. It has a 70 basis point impact in the increase of our NPL ratio. We would like to share this with you. Please kindly note that this inflow is not specific to TSKB, and company owes completed sizable projects and transportation PPP projects benefiting hard currency guaranteed sovereign traffic revenues, as we just mentioned. The loan is expected to be restructured in time. Other than this NPL formation, there were two small migration to NPL. These were unique cases for each single of them for these two loans. And to further elaborate on, while the companies, for one of which the company's facility and operations are in good shape, the governance has been key for our transfer decision. The other one has been a strategic decision for us, as the structuring situation has been pending for a while. And the impact, the total impact of these two loans in the NPL are 25 basis points and 17 basis points, respectively. In the quarter, there has been a positive development as well. 2,000 stage 2 loans were transferred to stage 1 portfolio. As a result, the share of stage 2 decreased to 10%, while keeping the coverage ratio and improving it slightly to level of 30%. Maintaining our prudent stance since 2018, we would like to remind, we continue to have a superior position in the industry with our 6.3% of total coverage ratio. To give you the details, stage 1 coverage ratio is kept at 1% for many quarters now. The stage 2 provision coverage reached a level of 30% levels compared to the 10% of 2018. Whereas stage 3 coverage reached almost 80% compared to the level of 28 again by the year of 2018. And private banks' average has been 18.7% for stage 2 and nearly 74% for stage 3 in the previous quarter. So please note that all the stage 3 loans are monitored in Turkish lira, and there has not been any NPL sales or written off procedure in TSKB's balance sheet. Those being conveyed with yourselves, when hard collaterals are taken into consideration on top of significant amount of provisions, bank's total NPL coverage climbs up to level of 1.40%, where the stage 2 coverage is at 1.15%. We would also like to remind that bank's collection performance is strong, with a nearly 85% ratio. That also supports, of course, our liquidity. To remind the free provisions again, with the additional 850 million Turkish free provisions set aside throughout the year, the total stock now reached the level of 1.75 billion Turkish lira. Please note that there has been no free provision reversals throughout the year. All in all, our net cost of risk is realized at 274 basis points. As the loan book mainly consists of FX loans, when we adjust the currency impact, our net cost of risk goes down to level of 118 basis points. This is comparable with the industry average. On the reflected slide, we would like to discuss about our treasury management activities and also the securities portfolio briefly. Bank's strategically managed high-yielding security book keeps the level of 16% share in the total asset size and is an important contributor to the banking income as well. As of 2023 year-end, the total securities portfolio of the bank has reached almost 28 billion Turkish lira. FX securities share has dropped down to 56% during the last quarter from 61% levels, and the share of Turkish lira securities has increased to 44% from 39% as a result of our opportunistic investment strategy to purchase mainly fixed income Turkish lira liquidity and TLREF reference index books bonds during the last quarter, mainly. To note, throughout the year, we were prone to the regulations and did not buy low-yielded Turkish lira securities. In line with this, the share of CPI linkers has come down to level of 72%, from 81% levels during the previous quarter, the third quarter, while the shares of the Turkish lira fixed income securities is 18% and the floating rate notes are at 10%. And we would like to share that we have purchased 2.6 billion Turkish lira worth of Turkish lira securities throughout the year, showing our appetite to build up our securities portfolio in better yields. October to October inflation reading, as you all know, has been realized at 61.4%, which was almost in line with our assumption of 62.2%. So we have not been adversely impacted quite heavily, as you might indicate. In 2024, we will continue to monitor the markets closely and seize the opportunity to invest our liquidity to high-yield securities, again, strategically, to elevate securities portfolio income in a consistent way. There will be transitions between CPI-linked versus fixed income securities, of course, on market developments, and our investments to corporate bonds will be selectively chosen. As the bank is quite comfortable in terms of liquidity, we will continue to carefully manage our assets, and we will be giving focus our focus on the asset and liability management heavily too. This slide is on our NIM evolution. Annual NIM figure continued its expansionary trend with a 40 basis points widening in the last quarter and reaching up to level of 7%. TSKB, having a sustainable banking business model, a durable one, has an access to long-term concessional bank funding, which is supportive in terms of our margin performance. Our long-term focus with a positive maturity mismatch considering the liabilities and loans helping us to keep sustained core margin performance throughout the years. To note, we closely monitored the market and acted strategically. With the timely swaps ahead of the rate hike circles in Turkish lira rates and bridging the differentiated position in money markets. As a result, our net interest margin expanded almost each quarter and read as 4.6% as of the year end, with a 40 basis point surge on a quarterly basis. Needless to say that, as a non-deposit collecting bank with a fixed-denominated balance sheet, our funding cost is less prone to subject to the relevant regulations and changes in the Turkish interest rates. As mentioned before, the CPI reading came in line with our assumption, which kept the CPI impact on the total NIM at the same levels for the last quarter. In the quarter, the total revenue from CPI linkers has been around 455 million Turkish lira, which translated into a total of 3.5 billion Turkish lira CPI income for the total year. As mentioned above, driven by business model of the bank and proactive ALM activities for the upcoming year too, we expect to keep our core NIM to stay above 4% levels. A slight reduction on the annualized NIM will be, of course, attributable to the lower contribution of CPI linkers due to the currently anticipated CPI level by the year end. The next slide is focusing on our bank solvency metrics, where the bank continued to maintain resilient solvency metrics, as you might see. Our capital adequacy ratios have further increased approximately 100 basis points compared to the previous quarter. And this is mainly due to the strong profitability performance within the selectively and strategically operated loan and investment portfolios. In the last quarter of the year, without the temporary measures, banks' Tier 1 and capital adequacy ratios surged up to a level of 17.4% and 18.6% respectively, where CET1 has reached a level of 13.6%. These levels, we would like to note that, are well above the regulatory requirements, and again, to note, without the temporary measures. When we adjust the stock amount of the free provisions, the total free provisions, our total capital adequacy ratio and Tier 1 ratios will be remaining at a level of 19.7% and 18.6% respectively. As per the expectations for this year to go, while continuing to grow, our sustainable internal income generation capacity, across the board highest total coverage ratio, loan coverage ratio, and strong asset quality performance would keep our solvency ratios intact. To remind, our $200 million worth of additional Tier 1 loans is a hedge against depreciation, and this will be acting as an additional buffer too. As usual, we would like to conclude our presentation with the sustainable developments, and throughout the presentation, we touched a couple of the new metrics. So as of year-end 2023, we provided more than 200 million earthquake-focused and $450 million worth of climate-focused and $1.1 billion worth of totally SDG-linked financing separately. And the share of the SDG-linked loans and climate and environment-focused SDG loans are staying at 90% and 62% respectively. As we have succeeded achieving our sustainable finance targets and taking our growth expectations into account, we have revised our already ambitious long-term sustainable finance targets from $8 billion up to $10 billion for again the same period 2030. With this 25% of an increase with this goal, we are targeting investments in climate risk adaptation and mitigation projects supported by advanced technology investments going forward. Relating to climate financing as a new target, considering the funding base and the new funding agreement scopes, of course, too, we have developed a $4 billion worth of climate-focused financing target for 2030. Last but not least, we are very pleased to share that according to the recent ESG assessment by Sustainalytics, we improved our ESG risk rating and maintained our position in the negligible risk category. This improved the score ranking us to the level of 9th among the global banks and 10th in the international banking industry. And recently, Sustainalytics published the yearly Global 50 regional and industry top-rated companies list, where TSKB is the only Turkish institution ranked in all these three lists. Last but not least, we would like to also share with you that we have established a new department, namely Climate Change and Sustainability Management Department, and we will be centralizing our activities accordingly with the total contribution of our respective bodies within the bank. And this finalizes our today's presentation, and we will be pleased to take your questions.
We will now start our Q&A session. If you wish to ask a question, please click on the raise hand icon, or you may submit your questions by using the chat box.
Hello. So we have one question. I will read the question first and then answer. Can you give details for core NIM on a quarterly basis in 2024? Well, as TSKB is not a commercial bank, we are not actually affected from the, you know, interest rate environment in terms of the interest rate increases, and we have a rather long-term business model. So therefore, as mentioned in the presentation, we expect to maintain our core NIM to be around the existing levels. And the, you know, slight decrease due to, you know, this inflationary environment trend mainly stemming from CPI linkers. However, these may obviously depend on the economic conditions and macro environment. So we have another question from Osam Rao, asking our CPI estimate for CPI linkers. We expect an October to October CPI to be around 45%, but obviously we will monitor dynamically.
Sadrettin Bey, thank you very much for your question. Sadrettin Bağcı asks the question for what do you think about the overall macro outlook for this year? So we could say that the GDP, in terms of some regular numbers, the GDP growth estimate of our bank is nearly at 3%. And our year-end CPI expectation currently is at 40%, but as you know, we are, as Nizam said, we are monitoring it very closely. And our average CPI estimate for the for the whole year is at around 57%. And we will be actually monitoring very closely the budget dynamics and the deficit, budget deficit over GDP too. But apart from that, the we expect the policy level, the CBRT's policy rate, to be at ending at a level of 35%. But again, we would like to note that while sharing these ones with you, it's quite dynamic. And on Friday evening, we've seen some change in the governor of the CBRT. So again, what we will be actually focusing on that the policies to continue. And that being said, throughout the year, of course, we could have some even hike during the year, as also depending on the external shocks and the Fed and ECB's rate cut start-offs, etc. But currently, we are expecting to be landing at 35% level for the CBRT's rate. And overall, with the current expectations, the average figure for the FX is at around 37 dollar Turkish lira, and of course we will be seeing the year end based on this assumption, the level configuration, the year end expectation is at 40 nearly, so for dollar Turkish lira pair. Outlining these, we could say the macro figures, our expectation, as indicated throughout the presentation too, is to see some investment portfolio build-ups throughout the year. We already see in the field that there is a good appetite for FX loans and the FX investment loans. As you would realize, there has been some postponements on the investment decisions of our clients, but now we see those, as we see appetite in renewable energy industries too, as indicated throughout the presentation. So we believe that FX loan market will be competitive, whereas the Turkish lira loan market will be a bit on a declining trend, considering also the level of the Turkish lira interest rate. So, but in overall considerations, we expect a vivid loan portfolio built up for the investment loans. And as we are a development and investment bank, we are seeing the environment in this perspective. But as you are also following the other banks, investor presentations, there is also a portfolio built up in retail loans are expected too. So this is from our perspective only. Thank you.
If you have other questions, please use the raise hand icon, or you may also submit your questions by using the chat box.
Thank you, David.
Seems we have no other questions. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion. This concludes today's webcast. Thank you for your participation and wish you all a nice evening.